Hello, welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm Ebony, and I know this is a very odd way for this show to be opening. I'm actually a little baffled right now because I just taped an introduction and I think something happened with the mic because there was absolutely no sound. So I'm recording this and I'm hoping that it actually works. Okay. Welcome. I know that you're used to the traditional introduction. I did not upload an interview this weekend. And I know Monday's episodes are usually based on the weekend's interview. So that's why this one's a little different. This weekend, I was out with my family. It's been a tradition for about 10 years now that my mother, her younger sister, my aunt, and then my cousin, her younger sister's daughter, the four of us get together and we celebrate each other's birthdays. And so this month was my cousin's birthday. So we celebrated at a restaurant in Manhattan Beach and it was great fun. And then I got home and I was tired and my body said, we need rest. We need rest. So I didn't edit an episode. I just kind of hung back and spent a lot of time just lying down, relaxing, watching a film or two, reading, and doing a little meditating also. And today I did a Facebook Live in my Facebook group, and that's what you're going to hear today. And I'm very proud of myself for doing these Facebook Lives because this is something I have been resisting for a long time. I've been getting these messages that you need to form a Facebook group and you need to start doing Facebook Lives, right? I would just have this feeling and thought. You need to do Facebook Lives. You need to do Facebook Lives, live streaming. And I resisted it because it's nerve-wracking for me. I get so nervous every time I go to do a Facebook Live. It's very ironic because I speak in front of people for a living, basically. So I'm not quite sure what's up with that, but I know that since I have been doing Facebook Lives, my confidence has been building, and I think that was the message behind the push to do them was you need to really build your confidence and your courage, and so just do this, follow this divine guidance, and see what happens. I was actually, just to kind of give you a picture of the power of like repetition. And if you keep getting a message to really pay attention, I actually talk a little bit about this in my Facebook Live too, but this was maybe 2 months ago. I dropped my car off to get serviced at the dealership. And there's a shuttle that picked me up and took me back to the dealership. And so on my way back in the shuttle, there was a woman in the car who was watching something on her phone without headphones, which did irritate me that day too. I was very irritated. Like if I'm in a space, especially a very enclosed space, like a shuttle or car, and someone's like on their phone and without headphones, they're like either talking to someone or they're listening to music or watching a movie or whatever. It's just, please wear headphones. I don't want to be forced to have to listen to this. So that's what was happening. But guess what she was listening to on her phone? She was listening to a Facebook Live. And I know it was a Facebook Live because the woman on the Facebook Live said, welcome to my Facebook Live and blah, blah, blah. And she's talking and she was selling something. So it sounded like she was a maker of some product and she was like selling it. So while I was like in that shuttle, being forced to listen to this, basically, I clearly knew. It was like the message was, okay, hello, we've been telling you for months now, this is the message you've been getting, that you need to start doing live streams to build your courage, to build your confidence. Now, are you getting the memo? You are now forced to hear a Facebook live stream. This is no coincidence. You need to take action. So that's basically what I did. And I am getting better at it. And I'm just, we will see what what happens. Because when you listen to your divine guidance, lots of good things begin to happen. So anyways, this is the title of this live stream is How to Take Back Your Power and Intro to Energy Healing, because a lot of my Facebook group members know very little about energy healing and want to learn more about energy healing. So this was actually a webinar that I have on my website, but this is the live version of it. And I hope that it motivates you and inspires you. Like, how do you want to show up this week? Did you not think I was going to ask you that question? Of course I'm going to ask you that question. I want to show up this week ready to take responsibility for my energy, ready to take responsibility for the way I show up. So I hope that you enjoy this, and I hope that you show up this week in full power, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye. So I started to study energy healing. Like, how did I get into that? First of all, before I really stepped into energy healing, I got into like self-development. I started reading everything about personal and self-development. I was like at Barnes and Nobles and Borders every week. I kid you not, I was buying all these books. There's this funny scene in Sex and the City where I think like Carrie, when her book is like coming out. And so I think she's visiting the bookstore. It's like a Barnes and Noble. And you see all these women like in their late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s age. And they're in the self-help section and they're reading these books like how to heal after a breakup or like how to get over a loss. And they're on the floor flipping through these books, just like bawling, like crying, right? That was totally me. There, because I wanted to figure out how I could make more sense of my life. How could I stay in that more peaceful, energetic state most of the time than that horrible, crazy, out of control energetic state, which I did not like. And when I started to study and read all these books, like things just started to happen, because I remember listening to a radio program once, and it was like a Q&A radio program where the host had callers. And I remember one of the callers, or maybe it was the host, mentioned energy healing. I was like, what is energy healing? It sounds really interesting. So I Googled energy healing, and wouldn't you know it, like that same week, there was a workshop by this author. His name was Stephen Coe, and he wrote this book called Your Hands Can Heal You. I didn't know anything about him at the time, but he was holding a free workshop at this hotel in downtown LA. I lived in LA at the time. So I went to this workshop and he taught us pranic healing, which I made a video on earlier this month, if you want to go back and read that video. And after that workshop, I was completely in awe and I was completely sold. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy, because we were able to, within a span of minutes, heal some pain that I was feeling. I can't remember exactly where in my body, but he had us partner up with someone, find a particular pain that we were feeling in our body, use pranic healing to help reduce that pain. And that blew my mind. And I said, I have to learn more about this. So I bought his book. It's called Your Hands Can Heal You. And I started reading up more on energy healing. And I found an energy healing school in Los Angeles. And I enrolled in their program because I wanted to really dive in and learn everything I could about the power of your hands and what energy is. And I learned that everything is energy. Like everything is, we call it vibes. I got good vibes. I got bad vibes from this person. The vibes that you're feeling, that is subtle energy. There's physical energy, like our bodies, right? Physical things that we can pick up and whatever. And then there's a subtle energy, and that's the energy field that surrounds those physical things. I mean, if you take anything, you take a piece of your fingernail, you take a little chunk of your skin, you take this ink pen and you were to break it and you put it under a microscope, what are you going to see? If you get down to like the strongest, whatever you call it, like the strongest power that you can get out of a microscope. Is that what those things are called? Yeah, microscopes, right? What are you going to see? You're going to see billions and billions of atoms just moving all over the place. Like everything is energy. Even when it seems like it's still and not moving, everything is energy. And when I learned that everything is energy and I can use my hands to actually clear and
balance and charge my energy, and that my emotions are energy, my pain is energy, I had this complete shift. It was like, oh, I mean, it was amazing because, again, like I said in the beginning of this, I felt empowered. I said, oh, okay, I have some control here. Because, like, if you go back to that relationship I was in, by the way, that wasn't my first boyfriend. I think that was probably very painful because that was my first, we were going to actually elope, right? Like, it was that type of relationship. And I had been blaming him and other people for my misery. I have been blaming situations. I have been blaming people, places, things, like everything for any discomfort I felt, for any sadness, for why I couldn't get from point A to point B. But what was I doing in blaming people, situations, things, is I was handing them my power. And when I handed them my power and said, okay, in order for me to be happy, in order for my energetic state to change to that of happiness, they need to change their energy first. They need to change. I was handing them over my power, giving all the power to them. As long as I gave them the power, I was disempowered because now I'm waiting on them to make the change. No, I get to make the change. I get to say how I want to participate with them energetically. I get to say how I want to heal myself, how I want to show up energetically. That was a game changer for me. Then I learned about like the seven major chakras as I delved deeper into energy healing. And I learned that we have the subtle energy field. And by the way, there are machines, instruments that can measure your energetic levels. I think it's called their bioresonance therapy. It's nothing that you're going to find at your like normal doctor. This is holistic alternative medicine. Traditional scientists not yet caught up with that. If you go to a doctor and say, can you give me a bioresonance reading? They're going to be like, we don't do that. We don't do that. No. So, but this is very real. I mean, now slowly but surely it's becoming more popular. Like you hear a lot about energy. You hear a lot about meditation more so than you did like 30 years ago, right? They also have cameras that can take pictures of your energy field. So once I learned that there are seven major chakra centers, and chakras basically are just like the major organs of this energy field that take in energy and process energy and distribute it through your body, and that each chakra center was connected to a particular region of the body and particular organs of the body, and that if you could, you can actually balance and clear and work with particular chakras to help heal ailments or even a physical or emotional pain. Again, another like empowering, mind-blowing experience for me right there. And then we learned how to use our hands to heal others and to heal ourselves. Your thoughts are energy. Your thoughts are energy. And when we learned how to do remote healing, like healing someone else from another, in a different room or a different city, that was, again, another mind-blowing experience because you realize that the thoughts in your head are responsible for a lot of what's happening with you physically. There are two major influences on your physicality. Number one, your thoughts, and number two, your environment. And so you see someone who's always in a state, if the thoughts running through your head are mostly, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, I'm not lovable, I am a loser, I'm whatever. Okay, guess what energetic state you're going to be in most of the time? It's going to be a very low energetic state, probably going to be in a state of depression most of the time. And that's because the thoughts are very low energy thoughts. Versus someone who knows, who believes that they are worthy, someone who believes that they are lovable, someone who believes that they can make it from point A to point B, that all is not hopeless, that they have a plan and they understand that things will develop as long as they take action, right? your energetic state is going to be a lot higher. And those are the people that are very magnetic, and you want to be around those people because they're giving off those good vibes, as we say, right? So thoughts are very powerful. I said all that to say that this is all part of the energy healing. How you can begin healing yourself energetically is start with your thoughts. I know you hear that all the time, like, well, that's harder, easier said than done. Yeah, it kind of is, but not really. Like, literally, if you can just start to pay attention to what you're thinking in any particular moment, the minute you start to feel one of those more lower energies like fear, anxiety, anger, jealousy, the minute you start to feel that, that's when you tune in. That's your cue to stop, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, what's the thought that's causing these emotions right now? What is happening that's causing these emotions? And now, how am I going to choose to respond? Am I going to choose to kind of just soak in this thought, milk this thought, or am I going to choose to switch the thought? It's possible. It is very possible. So once I understood the power of healing, the power of energy healing, I then began to shift the way that I started responding to my life. I began to shift the way I was participating in my life. I began to shift the way I started interacting with people, my relationships, my relationship with myself, my relationship with money. Everything at that point shifted for me. So, oh, I have too many up here. Okay. And so once I began to feel that empowerment, then I started to delve a little deeper. And I was like, I wonder, is there like, what are the steps here that I'm taking in order to get from this state of disempowerment to empowerment, right? And so there are three steps here. And maybe I'll just make this a little bigger. So I said, well, the first thing was I took responsibility for my energy. I stepped into my power, and then that's when I began to transform my life. The great thing about this is the most difficult part, the most difficult step here is going to be the first one, right? Take responsibility for your energy. But the others come naturally after the other. It's not like you have to work super hard at each step, because once you take responsibility for your energy, you naturally step into your power. And then when you step into your power, you naturally begin to transform your life. So once I said, okay, I'm going to start taking responsibility for my energy, I started to pay attention to when I was in energetic states like this, where I felt hopeless, where I felt sad, where I felt depressed. And I started to ask myself questions, right? The first question, and these are all the things that the lower energetic states that can overtake us, right? Fear is the big one. The two basic powerful emotions from which all other emotions stem. I mean, this is what Marianne Williamson says. The two basic energies or emotions, fear and love. That's it. All other emotions stem from fear and love. Your joy, happiness, contentment stems from, those are all things that stem from love. The anger, the depression, the anxiety, all those stem from fear, right? So life does happen, and we go through all these different things: disappointment, trauma, shame, heartbreak, anxiety, right? But what I started to ask myself was, okay, where do I feel this emotion in my body? Where do I feel this emotion in my body? Because where it lands in your body is going to tell you energetically where you need to be paying attention. Is it in your stomach? Is it in your back? Is it in your throat, your legs? your head. Here you can't see, but I think she's holding your chest. Is it in my chest? Because now, remember those seven major chakra centers? This is what we're getting to here. The emotion is going to land somewhere. Whether you realize it or not, emotion is somewhere in your body. This is why I said in the earlier, I think a few days ago, like if something happens to you when you're super, super young and you can't necessarily remember the details of what happened or even what happened at all, but your body remembers, yes, because it's made an energetic imprint in your subtle energy field. And it might have even made a physical, like affected physically your body, where it's still there, that experience. So where in my body do I feel this? That's the first question. And then the second question, once you locate it, okay, I feel this in my chest. I feel this in my legs. Second question you ask is, what do you need right now? You ask your body, what do you need right now? You might say, how in the world am I going to talk to my body? What does that even mean? It means that you get quiet. It means that you get still. It means that you close your eyes and you're asking your higher power, your intuition, your higher self, you know what's going on with my body better than I do. So please tell me, what do I need to do right now? What is the first step I need to take right now to heal this pain, to heal this discomfort, to heal this anger, to heal this anxiety, to heal this stomach ache, whatever it is? And here's the thing though, you have to trust the intuition. You have to trust the answer. Because a lot of times, especially people who are very into prayer, right? You pray for things and then you get a response and it might not be the response that you want to get, right? I'm going to pray I want a brand new car. So I've been praying for a brand new car. Give me a brand new car, please. Brand new car, brand new car. And instead you get laid off from your job. And you're like, this is not what I wanted. This is not even what I was praying for. Not quite having yet the perception, which is sixth chakra, perception that you being laid off the job is an opening to get a better paying job so that you can get the car. It's the thing that's going to put fire under your feet so that you get whatever it is that you are praying for. See, we don't see things that way. So we just ignore the answer that we get. We dismiss the answer that we get because it's not the answer that we want to hear. But when you start really tuning into your energy and you begin tuning into your intuition, you begin tuning into your higher power, you will understand quite quickly that responses, no matter how small, insignificant, and unrelated it may seem, they are significant. This was maybe 10 years ago. I actually have two examples, but maybe I'll start with this other example because I think it's a pretty powerful example. And if you listen to my podcast, you probably heard me tell the story. But I once, after I graduated from college, way back when, I needed a job. I wanted a job. And because after I got my BA, I actually enrolled in grad school. So I was in grad school and I was still living at home with my mom and my grandparents and my brother. And I was like, nah, it was like, I wanted my own space. I wanted to earn my own money. So I need a job. So I was like, I want to teach because I've always wanted to be a teacher. My mother is a teacher. That's probably why I want to be a teacher. And I remember like picking up the yellow pages, you know, those thick books. I picked up the yellow pages and I was scrolling through like local schools and I was just picking up the phone, calling local schools. Hey, I'm looking for a teaching job. Do you have any positions? I didn't know anything about how to become a teacher. I don't even know why I didn't ask my mother. Okay. I started taking action like really quickly. And you know, I got three interviews that way. And I remember they called me in, didn't know anything about me. Oh my gosh. And these were not like, you know, like these private or charter. These were like LAUSD like schools. And they said, okay, well, do you have your test results or your, there were two tests you had to take, right? It's like, oh no, I haven't taken the test. It's okay. Well, you know, we really like you. And once you take the test, you know, give us a call. So I said, oh, I have to take these tests. So I took the tests. And then I went through the real application process. And then one of the districts I applied to sent me a letter back and was like, oh, we'd love to hire you, but we're on a hiring freeze, so we're not going to hire right now. And I was like, a hiring freeze? What the heck is that? They weren't hiring anyone. I don't know if it was money situation, whatever. And so I was just so frustrated at this point. And while this process was happening, I kept getting this message that I need to call my father. Now, at the time, I wasn't in a great relationship with my father. We were barely talking because my parents had a very bad separate divorce, basically. And I was very angry, resentful. I was carrying a lot of my mother's pain. So I wasn't really talking to him. We would only talk on my birthday because he's always still the first person to call me on my birthday. And so I was like, I'm not going to call my dad. I was praying for a job, and I was getting the message on what I needed to do. Call your father. And I was like, what the heck does that have to do with anything? I'm not calling. And I kept ignoring the call. And then once I got this letter about the hiring freeze, and I was kind of like at my wit's end, I said, okay. So I called my father, and it wasn't a deep conversation or like, you know, anything particularly memorable about the conversation at all. It wasn't even a long conversation, but I hung up the phone. And then the next day, I get a call from that district that sent me that letter that they were on a hiring freeze. They're like, oh, can you come in for an interview? Do you see? I was praying for the job. I was searching for the job. I was striving for the job. I was hoping for the job. Please give me the job. Please give me the job. And I was getting the answer. Call your father. Call your intuition. Higher power. Higher self. Call your father. Call your father. This is the power of energy. And I think what does this have to do with energy? It has everything to do with energy. Because you're... intuition, that's you connecting to the spiritual part of you. That's you connecting to your soul. That's you connecting to whatever higher power you believe in. That's an energetic relationship. And so when you dismiss, when you ask for something, whether you're praying or you're just actively moving towards something, hoping for something, and yet you want to ignore the answer, ignore the call, and ignore the message, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to get anywhere very quickly. So that's why I say, when you ask your body, what do you need right now? You have to be open to the answer. The answer might be, okay, well, you need to go see a doctor, like right away, because there might be some test that you need to take to give you some more insight on what's happening. It may say you need to call your father, you need to call your best friend, you need to call your whoever to have a conversation with them, because that might be the thing that clears the energetic block. Because whenever we can't get from point A to point B, there's an energetic block that needs to be cleared. And usually what will clear it is something that you think is completely unrelated to that thing. Like there was no way that I thought calling my father was related at all to me getting a job. What does that have to do with anything? But it had everything to do with everything. There was another situation a few, it's more than a few years ago, but maybe 10 years ago or so, that I was feeling so, cluttered. I was feeling burdened. I was feeling like I just wasn't completely myself. And I was feeling like I could not move forward. I can't remember what my goal was at the moment, but there was something that was blocking me, right? And I kept getting this message again, you need to clean your car trunk. What? Clean your car trunk. My car trunk was a hot mess, okay? If you, and not untypical for a teacher, lots of stuff in my car trunk. So, I mean, stuff from years in my car trunk. So I cleaned out my car trunk. And then I remember, again, within a day or two, the clarity came. I said, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I needed to do. Right? This is what I mean. Like, you have to, everything is connected. Everything is connected. And so when you are asking for guidance, when you are asking your body for guidance, when you're asking your intuition to guide you, when you're asking your higher power to guide you, you must be open to the response and take direction. So once I learned that, I began to step into my power. It's like, oh, so I just need to start paying more. You know what that is? It's really just paying more attention to your life. It's becoming more aware of your body. It's becoming more aware of your emotions. It's becoming more aware of how you're connected to everything around you. And once you have that awareness, it starts to change. You start to change the choices that you make because now you're better informed. And once you start to consciously make more effective, informed decisions, you begin to step into your power. And that's exactly what happened, right? You gain more confidence. So there was like, okay, I hate to be distracted, but my backyard is full of these like stray cats. And every time one walks across the window, I'm like, not across the window, but you know what I mean. I just always like I have to stop and actually don't recognize his cats. But anyways, so do you see? You step into your power and what happens when you step into your power? You become more confident. You become more magnetic. You feel more courageous, all because you have a new awareness of how things are functioning and working within and around you. That's the power of energy healing. That's the power of understanding energy. So once I understood that power is self-awareness, because we get power mixed up. We think power is literally having control over someone. We mistake power, manipulation for power. We mistake deceiving people for power. We mistake having fear, using fear to control people as power. And that's none of that is power. None of that is power. That's weakness. If you have to manipulate someone to feel like you have power over them, if you have to use fear over someone to feel like you have power over them, if you have to force someone into something to feel like you have power over them, that is not power. That is weakness. Real power is being aware of yourself, how you are showing up, how you are using your energy, how you are using your power, and making the right choice, making the choice that is going to serve you and the other person. Not being manipulative, not acting out of fear, but acting out of love. That's real power. So once I understood that power is self-awareness, and I have to change slides now, then I began to transform my life. Because now I started to see things in a different life, a light. I started to experience things in a different light. I was no longer like, oh, well, he did this and I can't even do anything until he decides that he's going to change his mind and he's going to change his ways, or, oh, this situation's not going the way I want it to go. So, oh my gosh, I can't do anything until this situation changes. Oh my gosh, this is so horrible. Or, oh my gosh, I have this horrible leg pain and I don't know, I'm just going to keep taking these pain pills and just hope it goes away and I'll just ignore it. No, none of that madness. All of that is disempowering. It's unaware. So I began to transform, and I've been on this path ever since. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for that. What do you call those moments? Those like your lowest point moments. Like that was when my earliest rock bottom moments was that breakup back in 2008. Because that was partially is responsible for who I am today. It's a big portion of that, right? And I'm so grateful now for having clarity to see that even when you're in the midst of some type of like breakdown. I remember hearing someone say this. Who was it? I think it was like T.D. Jakes or something. But they're like, it's when you're in the when you're experiencing the breakdown, that's where the breakthrough happens, right? The breakdown, within the breakdown is the breakthrough. And it is completely, that's so true, because then you start to your relationships start to shift. And I think this is one of the things that's so powerful about this work, about understanding your energy, because when you're in a lower energetic state, right? Again, you're always a magnet. And when you're in a lower energetic state, you are also attracting the lower energies. That's all that's going to really tolerate you are the lower energies. If you're trying to hang around higher energy people, you're going to feel out of place and they're going to feel out of place. Like your vibes are just not going to match, right? So you always attract someone who's at your energetic state. And once you, so if you've been attracting, if you've been in these lower energies for a while, and so most of your social circle are also in these lower energies, the minute you start to shift your energy and you start to now assume higher levels of it, a lot of those relationships, unless they are willing to rise with you and meet you and grow with you, they're going to fall by the wayside. And that scares people. That scares a lot of people. This is why a lot of people don't want to change. A lot of people don't want the transformation because they're very comfortable in the comfort zone. Because if I change, what's going to happen with my relationship with this person? If I change, I might have to get a new job. If I change, I might have to do whatever. And yeah, you will. I mean, that's the whole point, right? Really. If you want to stay status quo as you are, okay, then fine. Don't even think about energy. Don't try to make any changes. Just keep in your same thought patterns, your same pathologies, and fine. But if you're wanting something better, if you want clarity, if you want confidence, if you want courage, if you want to start making sense of your life, then you got to step into that power and be willing to let a lot of stuff that has not been serving you for years, you have to be willing to let it go, like today. Let it go. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere. So your relationships, they're going to either get stronger or they're going to start falling by the wayside. But guess what? Here's the great thing. And I've experienced this. Once your relationships are no longer serving you because now you're not on the same energetic level, once they begin falling by the wayside, what happens is you start attracting better, healthier relationships. It's right. It's not a complete loss. We got to get out of this mindset of scarcity. Oh my gosh, I'm going to run out of friends. I'm going to run out of money. I'm going to run out of opportunities. It's completely opposite, because once you begin to assume your power and you begin to understand that everything is energy, there's an increase. It's not a decrease, because now you start attracting more positive, healthy relationships. You start attracting more opportunities. You start attracting more money. You can't help but to do that, right? So then this was a video. She was like talking because of confidence, right? You start to feel more confident. Start to feel a lot more confident about yourself. You start to exude. You start to exude this courage. Actually, I think you need the courage to be confident, really. I think courage is first. I was recently at a meeting at work, and there was an issue that was being discussed, and it was so clear to me what the real issue was. The real issue was not what everyone was making it out to be. It was a courage issue on all levels. It was a courage issue. Most of the issues in your life, I'm going to even make a very bold statement here and say that probably 99.9% of the problems or challenges in our lives are courage issues. Do you have the courage to go see a doctor right now and find out what's really happening? Do you have the courage to pick up the phone and have the conversation? Do you have the courage to apply for the new job? Do you have the courage to take the class? Do you have the courage to whatever it is? Fear is powerful, so powerful. Remember, it's just fear or love. But when you start, when you start to become aware of that, aware of those two big energies, fear and love, and you start to make the choice, I'm going to choose love over fear, then you start stepping into your courage. Then you start exuding the confidence. Then people start noticing, like, wait, what happened? Who is she? Have you noticed that she's, what happened to her? She's like so different now. Wow, look at, it's powerful. So my question is, who would you be if you rediscovered your power and transformed your life? Who would you be? Think about that for a moment. You might, right now, you might be feeling as though you don't even, like, things are happening around you. Things are happening to you personally. Lord knows there's always chaos happening in the world, right? But there might be things that are happening personally in your life, and you're just like, what the heck is going on? Why is this happening? I have no idea. I feel so confused. I feel so powerless, and I just want to lay down and die. That's real, right? But who would you be if you stepped into your power, if you realized that this is all energy? Everything that's happening is energy. Right now, I'm giving off a particular energetic level. If I can pinpoint, okay, what emotion am I feeling? Where is this emotion in my body? And ask my intuition for guidance. The result is going to be transformative. And then guess what? I see that result of what I just did. And so I start to do it again and again and again. And I'm making a habit out of it now. See, because all of what we do is habitual. We are creatures of habit. James Clear, I always talk about that book, Atomic Habits. He says, if you want to change a habit, because you can't just get rid of a habit. There's another book I read. I can't think of the author. He talks about habits too, but you can't just get rid of a habit. So I have a habit of eating, potato chips every day. And I said, okay, I'm just going to kick that habit. You can't delete, you have to replace the habit, because that's what you're going to automatically do, is you're going to automatically replace the habit. So once you begin to replace your current habit of soaking in these thoughts of disempowerment, of choosing to blame, once you replace those habits with the new habit of checking in and checking with your higher power, your intuition, that's when your life begins to change. That's when the transformation happens. You develop it into a habit. So who would you be if you rediscovered because you knew what you had your power. When you were a baby and you came out of your mother's womb, yeah, it was a huge shock and you were screaming your head off, but you know how powerful you were in that moment. You know how powerful babies, you know that if you cry, someone's gonna come, right? You know you have some power. But as we go through life, our power becomes, we feel more disempowered because of all the people and the things that are influencing us and telling us that we don't, that we're not deserving, and telling us that we don't have any power, and telling us that we have to, right? All of this stuff. And it's like all of our who we are at the core, our essence, our wholeness. When I was interviewing doctor, or not doctor, but the psychiatrist, can't think if I remember his name. I have my memory sometimes a little off, but he says, we are all whole. We are all whole. It's just that we have been through so much in our lives that our wholeness is buried under all of this junk, under the trauma, under the disappointments, under the breakups, under the loss. And so it's just a matter of excavating through all of that and rediscovering your wholeness. So who would you be? And that's why I have this group. That's why I have this group. Because if you guys can become ambassadors, you guys could come here, you can learn, you can share and become ambassadors to teach other people self-awareness, step into your power, energy. This is all it is. So I hope that today that you make a choice, make a new choice in your life. And my hope for you is that you choose love over fear. Choose love over fear and just watch what happens. Watch what happens. So I hope that you take advantage of this group. You take advantage of those prompts. You answer the prompts. Even if you don't want to share the answers on publicly, you maybe write them down in your own book or your own journal. Like, what was today's? How have you grown a little this past week? To see these little questions that you ask yourselves are huge stepping stones into a new you. I mean, if you think about how did I grow a little this week, if you really start to think about that and examine that and pay attention to your life, hey, what did I do, Lex? What happened? How did I respond to that? And you write this down. There's power in writing. That's why my podcast, Motivation to Write, I'm going to change the title to Motivation to Write and Heal, because there is power in writing stuff down. Power in writing stuff down. You start to write out these responses. And then once you write down and you read, there's that space. It puts some space. Putting it down on paper and then reading it, because before you do that, you're kind of like so immersed in the emotion, so immersed in the experience, so immersed in whatever it is that you're feeling. But once you actually put that feeling, those thoughts on paper, it gives you some distance. And now it gives you some clarity. It gives you some objectiveness. So if you really write down and think, okay, and how did I grow a little this week? And you say, okay, well, this is how I grew a little this week. So now how can I replicate that for this coming week, for this week? Then you start, and guess what happens? You start to pay attention this week. What are you doing this week? How am I responding this week? How am I showing up this week? And then what happens? Slowly becomes a habit. Stepping into your power, transforming your life. So take advantage of the prompts, and I'm going to do as much as I can as far as just sharing and teaching, because this is powerful work. This is super powerful work. And this, and to understand, to know how to heal your life, I mean, that's priceless, priceless. Now, I do offer energy coaching. I don't have any currently accepting clients, but I will be probably next month. I'm going to have like 3 free spots if anyone's interested, because sometimes you do need a coach to help guide you. You do need a coach to help you give that clarity, to help clear your energy, to do energy healing on you. And so that is very helpful. But guess what? You don't need a coach. You just need the courage. That's all you need. So don't forget, on next Saturday, there's the root chakra meditation. If you don't know much about root chakras, if you don't know much about meditation, if you feel intimidated about meditation's not for me. We're not going to be meditating the whole hour, okay? We'll probably be meditating for about 20 minutes, but we're going to be learning about root chakra, that feeling of security, feeling stable, feeling sure of yourself, having a strong foundation in who you are and where you belong. Any ailments you're feeling in the lower body, that's all root chakra. So if you're interested, and I really encourage you, if you even have the smallest inkling of interest, to come out and join me. And I think I have one other person has signed up, and and learn a little bit about what is happening with your body. Learn a little bit about how you can strengthen that really important, that's the first chakra, so that you can start to feel a lot more, not only confident, but you begin to feel a lot more connected to Earth's energy. You begin to feel more connected with yourself. So that is going to be on March, whatever next Friday or next Saturday is. I think it's March 26th. Okay, at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much. I cannot believe I was live for like an hour. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. And it's live for an hour. So thank you so much. And I will see you mañana. Okay. Bye-bye.